Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurtured. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you share the number with others, allowing them to start their day with the Word of God as well. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ, located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. His message is entitled, The Christian Message, Our Motivation, and comes from 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. I ask that you please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle, and Grace Nurturing, Grace View, and all those who have tuned in on today. This is the day the Lord has made, and we must rejoice and be glad in it. You know, just on the other day, I was asked by my office manager, Brother Griffin, where do you plan to go this year for your excursion? Each year, I take a six-day excursion just for some me time, and he wanted to know what date he need to put on the planning calendar. I said, where should I go? I mean, where can I go? And, you know, that repeated itself in my mind. Yes, if I were to plan to go somewhere, where could I go and why would I go? You know, I imagine people are just listening for a good word to come down from someone somewhere as to, hey, look, it's safe to travel here. It's safe to go there. But everyone is hearing the same thing from all around the country. Yes, where would I go? Where could I go on vacation this year? And the answer pretty much right now is bad news, because in every borough, in every city, in every state, every region of the United States, there is gloom and doom and sadness and madness when it comes to the coronavirus, and no one knows what to do. And so what do we do? Well, we are told to stay in place. And staying in place, that's great, and it's what we ought to be doing for the most part. But people want to hear some good news, a good word, a wholesome truth from someone that spells relief or sigh relief or something. I suggest to us until that time occurs to where we have gotten control of this coronavirus. I think we're going to have to just kind of love on each other and just be content where we are in place. But I want to say this on this morning, that regardless of what happens in the near future or in the far future, regarding our circumstance, we need to be motivated. We need to be encouraged. We need to hear a good word on a regular basis from someone, and hopefully this someone is a man of God, from a church that belongs to Christ and the Lord, a person who's given their life to God that can tell us the good news from Jesus Christ. In 1 John chapter 1, there were those who knew of Jesus, but they didn't fully know Jesus and all that Jesus could do for them. And there had been those who would come time to time and they claimed that they were the Jesus, they were the Christ, when they weren't. And any individual during this biblical time, they was waiting for a good word from a good place, from a good man, on a good topic. They wanted to hear some good news, that they was free to be their own person. See, the Jewish nation was always under the control of some super nation. And at this time, it was the Roman Empire. Before then, there was the Greeks. Before then was the Persians, before then were the Medes, they were the Babylonians, and they never were their own people. But people want to hear a message of motivation, and what they want to hear is that Christ, Messiah, has come to set us free, to reestablish the kingdom of David, and Israel is all in person again. Well, that message never came as they would like to have heard it, but the person came. And the person came from a great place with the right message, but they didn't receive it, they didn't hear it. And so this is what the writer is saying. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled the word of life. For the life was manifest, and we have seen it, and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was made manifest unto us. That which we also have seen and declare we unto you, that ye may also have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. So the good word, the good news, the good message had come to those who were waiting for a good message, a good word. But when it came, they didn't understand nor received it as a message that they ought to have heard. I'm saying this because since no man has a monopoly on the truth, it's only as we receive more of the claims and teachings of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, that we will have anything to share with others. It should forever be remembered that the message of the church is the answer to the basic needs of human life. By John chapter 8:31, say, if you continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The continuance in his word is a criteria to be free. The good news was to continue in Jesus, in his word, and you will be made free. You might ask yourself what the world needs now the most. Could it be a word from God or something else? But in the first century and even now, the good news can only come from God, and it can come from no one else. So when we talk about the Christian message as our motivation, it's that single most thing that will lift up our spirits, give us hope, give us strength, make melody in our hearts, and give us the joy that we may be full. In an outline form, I just want to mention some things that comes from or that stems from the Christian message and some of the things that we can expect that can happen in our lives as a result of the Christian message. The Christian message is a word of good news. Thus, the discovery of love is always the greatest day in a man's life. The Christian message leads a man to discover nothing less than the love of God. It brings us good tidings about the love of God, which set the heart singing for joy. So an offspring of the Christian message, the good news, is love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The Christian message is a word of truth. It's that which makes a man sure. Jesus himself is that embodied truth. This is so unique in Christianity, the only religious community that its leader laid claim that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. In other words, Jesus is his message. When you see Jesus in the flesh, you will see what he stands for. And when you hear about what Jesus is all about, and when you picture Jesus in your mind, that's who he is. He's within his word. You know, he is the way, the truth, and the life. The Christian message is a word of righteousness. And it tells a man where goodness lies. It shows him what goodness is. It gives him new standards of life. Furthermore, it enables him to reach those standards and give him the power, which is not his power, to achieve them. The Christian message motivates, stimulates, stirs up, provokes, excites a man to new heights and better living. The Christian message is a word of reconciliation. The very essence of it is that God is our friend. It is not that God needs to be reconciled with us. we need to be reconciled to God. The New Testament never puts it that way that God needs us, but we need God. So we need to be reconciled or reunited with God. It removes the estrangement between man and God and makes possible the most significant friendship of all. We really need God. God doesn't need us. But also the Christian message is a word of salvation. It is a word of rescue. It rescues a man from the evil bonds that bind him. It strengthens him to defeat the temptations of evil and do right. It rids him of the punishment, which is his right if God were to treat him only with justice and not with love. But furthermore, the Christian message is a word of the cross. It's a story of who died for man. It's a story of love which did not stop until it reached the very limits of sacrifice. Thus, the heart of the Christian logos, the message, is the cross. Thereby, it is as much the Christian message as all that we have mentioned it to be. This message is what we and the world needs now. It's a significant person. If a significant person were to ask you, what was the top things that you thought the world needed now, what would they be? Unfortunately, many think and feel it needs more options, more alternatives. Yes, options and alternatives to live as each person sees fit, whether it affects others or not. That is not what we hope to be our future, but people, I want to be able to do what I want to do and never be challenged as to what I said and what I do. But the Bible says in Proverbs 16:25, there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So we need to realize then that as we continue to examine the Bible, content of the Christian message, we will learn to appreciate it as never before as the riches of a faith which is offered to us. Thus, the Christian message is a word of good news, a word of truth, a word of life, a word of righteousness, a word of reconciliation, a word of salvation, and a message of the cross that Christ died for us. And if we, as true believers, will move forward, will be motivated, stimulated, provoked, excited, stirred up to move forward, it will take the Christian message to do that. The word is the message. Though rejected by many through ignorance, it is still the message that we need to hear today. How that Jesus came, lived and died, buried, rose again the third day, ascended, and making mediations for us, and one day he's coming back for us. So I present to you this morning the Christian message, our motivation. Let us be encouraged. Let us be enriched. Let us be excited. Let us be filled with joy that we have a solid, true word that comes from a solid and true person that can cause us to have a solid and true life. May God bless you and may he keep you.
Brother Griffin, if you could close
us out with the web, please. Merciful God, we're so challenged today because of the coronavirus, and we really don't know which direction to run. Only thing we could do, and Father, is trust that you are still in control and that you're guiding our path and direct our feet. Right now, as your words always said, when all else fails, all we truly have is what you can say to us, what you have said to us, what you are saying to us through your word. We just pray that those who are listening will take all that we can, that what you said, allow it to permeate, germinate in our lives. Give us the strength and motivation to keep trusting. And trusting in you in such a way, knowing, like, knowing that you're the only hope we have. We can't even go on vacation because we don't know where it's safe, what's going on. Everyone's hoping that there's a safe place. And the only safe place now, I believe, those who truly believe me realize that is you. Saved in the arm of your Son, Jesus Christ. Guide us and keep us throughout our day. This we do pray your Son, Christ's name. Amen.
You are my protector.